shiny objects. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Dr. James Roberts researches self-control and how our love of material possessions and money has an impact on our happiness.
When we are in love with material possessions and when we're in love with money, it negatively impacts how we feel about ourselves, the quality of interactions we have in our relationships with other people, and it even undermines our desire to want to go out and do community service.
Roberts calls it the treadmill of consumption. As we continue to consume more and more, we never get any closer to happiness. We just accelerate the treadmill's speed. It's part of the adaptation theory, our built-in ability as human beings to adapt quickly when things change.
For an example, we get a raise at work and we move out from our cramped 800 square foot apartment to a 1500 square foot house. And in no time at all, what happens? That 1500 square foot house soon becomes too small for us. So we adapt very quickly to both bad things and to good things. And so we continue to consume, but we don't get any happier because we have such an innate, inbred ability to adapt to new situations.
Research demonstrates compulsive buying has increased within the last few years by at least 10%. And Robert's study shows the number of men exceeds the number of women in excessive shopping. Marketing has an undeniably strong effect on people, he says, but at the core of our being, the root issue is self-control.
Compulsive buyers, they argue and fight with their parents about money, their loved ones, their wives, their spouses about money. They worry about it at work, and so it undermines the quality of their lives.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University. You can access this segment at kwbu.org.